Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. We are back for episode 63 on the Idea to Impact podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the secrets to becoming a best-selling author in your industry. Now, you're here because you have an idea. Maybe it's just a small spark, or maybe it's something that you've been thinking about for years. Either way, you know your industry inside out, and now you want to be the go-to expert with a book that cements your authority. Today, I'm going to share the secrets to becoming a best-selling author inside your industry, and these are practical steps that you can take to get your book into the hands of the right people and the people who need it most. So I'm going to go over about 8 or 9 key points, but let's get right into it. Key point number one is to plan before you write. So to set yourself up, you need a clear roadmap. Where are you heading? And this involves outlining your book and making sure that you have a structure that's going to address your audience needs. Now, planning is not just about creating an outline. It's really understanding your purpose as an author. What do you want your readers to take away from your book? How will your book change their lives or businesses? By defining your objective, you're more likely to stay focused, and you're going to produce a more free-flowing book and create really cohesive content. So create a detailed outline and break down your book into chapters that each provide value, because that's going to help maintain your focus and coherence in your writing as well. Now, as an example, if you're writing a book about, let's say, digital marketing, your chapters should include, say, SEO strategies, social media marketing, email campaigns, and analytics. Think of the journey that that reader goes through when they come to you at a certain point. So each chapter should encourage that reader to progress. Key point number two is to solve a problem your audience cares about. Your book really has to address a specific problem that your audience is facing. This is the core success in a book. So identify what keeps your readers up at night and provide actionable solutions for them. Because to truly connect with the people reading your book, with your potential clients, you need to understand their pain points. So you could look at surveys, you could look at engaging, asking on social media, or even just having one-on-one conversations inside with your current clients and see if there's any pain points that you want to include in their book. That's going to provide an insight into the challenges that they face daily and how your expertise can offer solutions, because that's going to set your book up inside for the content. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. So make a list of the top 3 problems your audience face and brainstorm how your book can provide solutions for each. As an example, if your audience consists of business owners, focus on the challenges like scaling their business or time management and efficiency. Key point number 3 is to find your unique angle, because in a crowded market, you need a hook, something that's going to set you apart from the other books in your industry, because there are a lot of similar books. You want to find that unique angle that's going to position you as a solution to someone else. So lean into your unique experiences and perspective, because that's going to create a narrative and that's going to captivate your readers as well. And they're going to be more inclined to work with you. Now, your potential clients and readers, they're inundated with choices. They want something fresh. They want something engaging. So your unique angle could be your personal story, or it could be a specific methodology you've developed, or knowledge that you've gained from years of experience in your field. Reflect on the journey and how it informs your viewpoint. And I always encourage my clients and people who are part of Idea to Impact to share their story at the beginning of the book, because that personal touch, it's going to engage readers and it's going to make your book memorable. Key point number four is to build hype around your book before it is published. The success of your book launch, it starts long before the release date. So build anticipation while you're still writing. You want to engage with your audience, say through social media, through your emails, or your podcast if you've got one. And that buzz is going to really help during launch week, but it's also going to help you stay motivated to write your book because you've committed. You've committed to the process. And you can do these in different ways. You can create buzz by sharing sneak peeks of your writing, sharing book cover designs or concepts, and you can even put the concept to your audience and see what resonates with them. While I was writing Published to Impact, I shared a lot of the behind-the-scenes moments with my audience and on my email list, including the struggles I was writing, including writing while traveling around Europe and how I found productivity. The transparency not only builds trust, but it also made my audience feel like that they were part of that journey with me. So when the book came time to launch, it was successful. Key point number five is to select the right Amazon keywords and categories. This is really important because this ultimately is going to be the difference between you becoming a bestseller or not. And after your book's written, it is then time to optimize for discovery on Amazon. And this involves selecting keywords and categories that align with your book's content and your audience's search habits as well. They matter so much because the right keywords and categories, it's going to make sure your book reaches the intended audience. They're going to increase your visibility on Amazon and it's going to help you rank higher in search results, leading to more sales. So choose search terms that potential readers would use. For example, you wouldn't put a business book inside a cooking category, but you would put business books inside entrepreneurship, startup strategies, small business growth. If you're writing a book on health and wellness, fitness, stress management, nutrition, or personal development, or you could use the keywords self-improvement, achieving goals, motivation. You want to get more specific than that, but this just gives you a guide. So position your book in niche categories to improve the visibility. Now, when I mentioned before that you want to get more specific, if your book is related to business and money, you might target entrepreneurship. Or if your book is in the health, fitness, and dieting and you have a more mental health aspect, you would target that mental health niche. So that's just something to think about when it comes to categories. And you can always do category research on Amazon and see what other books are similar to yours and see what categories they are in. Key point number six is to master your book marketing strategy. So once your book's ready, the real work then begins. Marketing it effectively. So having a solid marketing strategy is going to help you reach the right audience and achieve that bestseller status that you want to get. Now, your marketing plan should include a mix of tactics and they should be tailored to your target audience as well. So social media, obviously, but email marketing, I believe, is super important. You can also collaborate with influencers or industry experts to help promote your book. It always starts with a plan. So develop a marketing plan that includes social media promotions, email campaigns, and leveraging those partnerships as well. And you might also want to consider running ads too, because that's just going to broaden your reach and create more awareness of your book. Key point number seven is to gather reviews and testimonials, because once your book's published, reviews and testimonials, they can significantly increase the influence for potential buyers. So the positive feedback builds credibility and it's going to encourage more people to purchase your book, to get to know about you, to get to know about what it is that you have to say. And ways that you can generate reviews are just to simply reach out to your network, including past clients, colleagues, friends, ask them to read your book and leave honest reviews. What I always stress to my clients too is to have a launch team. So you can consider sending out advanced reader copies that might be to influencers, to current clients in your industry, in exchange for a review when it's launched. Now, creating a system to collect, and so what they're going to do is they're going to actually be an advocate for your book. And so when it's launched, they're going to leave a review, and that's going to help gain more visibility and create more impact with your book. I did this for the first two of my books. I didn't do it for Published to Impact. I released this podcast actually on the day Published to Impact launched. I didn't want to have too many things to do, but it was really successful because my book Evolve Your Skills became a bestseller. I had a launch team ready to go. They read my books prior, left reviews on Amazon, and it's really, really effective. It's really effective. So that is what you want to do. Try and get as many reviews as you can for when your book launches. Key point number eight is to engage with your audience post-publication. because your relationship with your readers shouldn't end once your book's published. You want to continue to engage with them and build that loyal following of being an author. Now, ways you can stay connected. So you can consider creating maybe a community around your book. It could be like a Facebook group, a newsletter, or webinars where readers can talk about the content. They can ask questions. They can share their experiences. You might also want to host Q&A sessions or live discussions where you're addressing reader questions and provide actionable insights that are related to your book. So these are something to consider as well. And if you're a business owner too, it's going to really help build that client base and get more business from it too. And also don't forget a book launch as well. So once your book is ready, once your book is out, have that book launch because they are so much damn fun and you will never regret having a book launch. So I hope you got some tips from this because you can follow those action steps. And if you do, you'll not only create a book that's going to resonate with your audience, but it's going to position yourself as the leader in your industry, have that competitive edge and that landscape of being an author. Now, I want you to remember writing a book is just the beginning. So plan meticulously, solve real problems and continue engaging with your audience, with your clients, with your potential clients, because that way you can transform your ideas into a best-selling book. Now, go out there, write that book, and I will chat to you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.